This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. Having committed hundreds of billions of dollars to stimulating the economy, Congress takes up some business from last year. Instead of the stimulus, they now consider a bill that's called the Omnibus. $410 billion, the sum of all the domestic spending bills for the fiscal year that we're in the middle of right now. Congress put off passing them last year to avoid a veto from former President Bush. Now, a very prominent senator is calling on President Obama to veto the bill. NPR's David Wellna has more.
Last Sunday on ABC, White House Budget Director Peter Orszag was asked about the nearly 9,000 earmarks in the omnibus spending bill that the House passed last week and the Senate aims to pass this week.
This is last year's business. We just need to move on.
Orszag was pressed on the earmarks because President Obama, as a candidate, had promised to carry out earmark reform and examine spending bills line by line. The president's chief of staff, Rahm Emanuel, was asked a similar question about those earmarks the same day on CBS.
That's last year's business.
So much for the promise of change, Mr. President. So much for the promise of change.
That's the man who lost at the polls to President Obama, Senator John McCain. The Arizona Republican has been railing this week on the Senate floor against the omnibus, and yesterday he demanded that President Obama veto the measure.
By vetoing it, the president could send a message to America and the world that with the enormous economic difficulties that every American family is facing, that we'll show them that we will be, for a change, careful stewards of their tax dollars.
But White House aides say President Obama has no intention of vetoing the 9 spending bills rolled into one. Together, they cost 8% more than last year's. Earmarks account for less than 2% of the spending in the omnibus. Still, they've been the main target of GOP ire. The Senate's number 2 Democrat, Dick Durbin, accused his Republican colleagues of backtracking.
When we went through this, month after month, week after week, day after day in the committee, we had bipartisan support all the way. Now that we have a new president of a different political party, the other side of the aisle is raising questions, questions they didn't raise for 8 months.
Durbin sits on the Appropriations Committee, whose members sponsor a large share of the earmarks. So does Washington Democrat Patty Murray. She warned that the stopgap spending measure Congress passed late last year to avoid a government shutdown is about to run out.
On Friday night of this week at midnight, if we don't pass this bill, funding for most of our federal agencies will stop. Will stop. And the money will be cut off. The federal government will come to a halt. I think we all ought to think about what that means. Millions of Americans depend on this funding. We can't afford to let politics stand in the way and risk a government shutdown.
But Mitch McConnell, who leads the Senate Republicans, insisted there's no need to hurry.
We've known about the Friday deadline for months, so any pressure to rush this bill is completely manufactured.
McConnell is also an appropriator and has more than $75 million worth of earmarks in the omnibus. Still, he says the bill needs greater scrutiny. Majority Leader Harry Reid, who's been letting Republicans try to amend the measure, accused them yesterday of acting in bad faith.
The Republicans have made a decision to say no to everything. It's very clear. They've made a decision that they want President Obama to fail.
But not all Republicans are just saying no to the omnibus. Alaska's Lisa Murkowski has $181 million worth of earmarks in the bill.
I am not one who believes that all earmarks, by definition, are bad, are wasteful, are an unnecessary expenditure of government funds.
When McCain tried yesterday to force this year's spending levels down to last year's, Murkowski and 8 other Republicans helped vote his measure down. All but one sit on the Appropriations Committee. David Wellna, NPR News, the Capitol.